Leon, I'm sorry, it's Leon and Nunn. And wherever we see the Yellow Vests making their focus, we will see a good 5,000-8,000 people there at least. And we will also see a tremendous security force that has been given orders to, you know, as I mentioned, to engage with protesters. I mean, certainly this type of violence, which you're showing in Lyon, this, you know, is happening regularly here in Paris, but it's not every week anymore. On May 1st, International Workers' Day, it was really pretty brutal, and we were reporting from it live. And, you know, in 2 weeks, it's going to, the focus will come back to Paris, and we will have more violence in Paris. But you know, the LFS, they are important internationally. Macron needs to fire. Needs to be fired. He needs to quit, rather. You know, so just because there's not violence in the capital, for these last 6 months, there have been violence, you know, in the smaller cities, at the traffic roundabouts. So it's been every weekend, you know, you've had violence. But the international media only really cares if it's in the capital, close to the seat of power.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update. Again, Press TV viewers, you're looking at Ramin Mazahiri on the streets of Paris there. And, of course, we'll be checking back as necessary. Thanks so much, Ramin. Now, continuing with other news this hour, crossing over to the U.S., where the chairman of the main House committee in charge of taxing has issued subpoenas for personal and business tax returns of President Donald Trump. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal made the move after the Treasury rejected his formal demand for the release of 6 years of Trump's tax records. The Treasury Secretary and the Internal Revenue Service Commissioner now face a deadline of May the 17th to submit the document. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers are considering announcing more administration officials in contempt of Congress for defying subpoenas. A resolution can then be drafted and put to vote in response to Trump's blocking of congressional probes into his presidency and business investments. And this has been the latest right here at Press TV on this news bulletin. Don't go away. Omid is up next with Sports International. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome to Sports International. Let's start our engines with motorsports, where Toyota driver Ott Tanak has held a comfortable lead at the end of day one of Rally Chile. The Finn finished Friday's six stages